This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch.
Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Now, feed you some more football here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Tag your it's over. Only two players were tagged. Legal tampering coming up in 5 days. The new league year a week from today. So a lot to get into with that. Let's talk about it with longtime NFL writer. Let's welcome back to the show on the Window Nation guest hotline, Jason Cole. Jason, first of all, how you feeling? What's happening?
Life is beautiful. It's a little rainy here in California, but otherwise beautiful.
Well, here in Baltimore, it's raining a lot, as a matter of fact. But we'll improvise and adapt and handle our business. Sam Darnold did not get tagged by Minnesota. So I guess it's kind of a two-parter for you, Jason. How much money did he make himself through the first, 17 weeks of the NFL season? And on the flip side, how much money did he lose himself in his last two games against Detroit and the Rams?
Well, I think he got back to, he's not a starter who changes your team and makes you a serious contender. That's still the conclusion. So you can pay him. And maybe that value is, maybe you view him as sort of like Alex Smith was when Alex went from San Francisco to Kansas City, right? A solid guy that you can lean on for 3 or 4 years as you're getting ready for what's your next move, right? As Kansas City sat there and said, okay, we got to get another quarterback somewhere down the line. It ended up being Patrick Mahomes, so it was perfect. You know, maybe you're doing that with Sam Darnold, and that's worth, I don't know, is that worth $35 or $40 million a year with, $100 million guaranteed, for a four-year deal? Maybe. Maybe it's, $15 or $25, $25 million and a lot of incentives in there. It sort of depends. And maybe it's just so low that he sits there and says, I bounced around the league so much in my career after being a high pick, maybe I'm better off if I stay in Minnesota with a coach I trust in a situation where, look, I'll fight it out for a year and I'll sign, a nice backup deal where I get paid, say $12 or $13 million a year for 2 or 3 years with an out after 1 year so that if I get beat by J.J. McCarthy, I can get back out into the market again in a year. I mean, maybe he does it that way. It's hard to really tell because I don't know what the suitor's going to look like. I'm going to guess he's probably going to end up in that $25 to $40 million a year range, but he's not going to crack much more than that. Like, he's not as good as, say, Kirk Cousins, who people trust a lot. Coaches love Kirk Cousins. Sam Darnold, it's always like you're waiting for when is the implosion going to come.
Hey, Jason, when Derrick Henry sees what Barkley just got, do you think Henry's agent has already called Eric DaCosta?
I would. That's what the agent's job is, right? I mean, no question about it. Now, they're not the same kind of player, but for their respective offenses, yeah, they are. And I would make that phone call. And especially in Derrick Henry's case, because how many more years of this do you have? Now, I think Derrick Henry is unique because of his size and strength, that he's going to play at that size and strength longer than most running backs do. But that doesn't mean it's going to be a long time. Like, do you see him playing longer than, say, 3 years at the most? I think that would be asking an awful lot of a guy like Derrick Henry. So he's got 2-3 years left. You got to max it out. You got to take a shot with Baltimore, and maybe they hold firm and say, no, we're not going to pay you anymore. Or maybe they say, you are the perfect fit for what we're trying to do alongside Lamar. So we'll buy out the next 2 or 3 years. We're probably not going to give you exactly what Saquon got, but we'll buy out the last, you know, we'll buy out 2 more years of your contract.
Hey, Jason, with the, do you think we're seeing what's going to be happening with the franchise tag? I mean, this was the least amount of franchise since 94. So is this going to be a trend, or is this kind of an anomaly?
I think it's an anomaly. You're still going to have plenty of guys who are waiting to get free agency who are going to get tagged along the way. This year it happens to be particularly low. I also think that I think the one trend you can say that had an effect this year, and that I want to see if it's going to have an effect, is a lot of guys are getting paid in advance after the third or fourth year, and they're getting contracts taken care of. But I do think that this is, you know, it's an anomaly, and there's still going to be a whole lot more guys like, say, a Dalton Schultz. He's a good, solid tight end. And remember, he was with Dallas, and Dallas was like, we don't have a guy to replace you yet. You know, we'll get one. They ended up getting Ferguson, you know, that last year. We don't have that guy yet, so we'll squat on your rights basically for 1 year, and then we'll turn you loose after the 1 year, and you can go get a deal, you know, after that. I think that's still going to happen quite a bit. So this is a particularly low year. I do think anomaly is a good way to look at it. But I would want to say, how many teams are getting guys taken care of way in advance?
Yeah. Where, Jason, where do you think the best place is for Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know, probably a darkness retreat in Oregon. Is that, I, you know, I hate that because I love watching Aaron play. He's going to play somewhere. I just don't. It's probably with Pete Carroll in Vegas. Because you're going to need a guy who is really patient and is willing to put up with your sort of persnicketiness. Is that a word? That's not. Your persnickety attitude. Because Aaron's a really guy. He's just a guy who's so hard to please. And I'm not sure how much you have to put up with that because he's only got a year or two left and it's a Band-Aid. But at least it makes you competitive for a year or two as a Band-Aid. Until, again, you figure out what is your next step. And with the Raiders, I mean, they hired Pete Carroll. They're not buying a lot of green bananas there, are they? I mean, they're trying to get this thing flipped around in a hurry because they're not building. This is not a 5, 6, 7 year plan. So I think ultimately it fits with the Raiders. While Tom Brady sits there and you know, works with Mark Davis. And this has got to be killing Mark Davis that Tom Brady's getting credit for every decent thing that's happening to the Raiders right now. But, you know, while Tom Brady helps Mark Davis figure out what is the long-range plan to get a quarterback and then to get a coach to work with that quarterback, because you can't this Pete Carroll thing, it was so out there for them to hire Pete Carroll. It made no sense. I mean, you know, Pete's a good quality coach, don't get me wrong. But for a team that's trying to revamp what they're doing in a division where you've got Sean Payton and Jim Harbaugh and Andy Reid and, you know, young quarterbacks in those places. Like, this is not a long-term building project, and they need a long-term building project.
Now, how about Devontae Adams and the Chargers? I think that would be a good match.
What has Devontae got left? Did you think Devontae was any good this year?
I thought he would. Now, when he played against the Ravens, he played pretty good early in the year when he was still with...
So did Gardner Minshew.
Yeah. Yeah. But I thought he was... I thought he was okay. I mean, you know, they don't have anybody, really. They got McConkey. That's about it.
Well, they got the other kid. They got another kid, Palmer, who they like a lot. You know, Harbaugh... I don't know how much Devontae's going to want to deal with Harbaugh and vice versa. I think Harbaugh is one of those guys, sort of like Jimmy Johnson, who wants a lot of young guys who are going to do it his way. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And bringing in veterans who are sort of set in their ways and not wanting to practice, you know, as hard and all that. Look, I think Devontae's a great receiver. Don't get me wrong. And the borderline Hall of Fame guy. We're talking about maybe not even borderline. I haven't taken that close a look at the numbers, but I just think that the Chargers did a very thorough job this year of clearing out anybody who was from the old regime, clearing out the Keenan Allens of the world, the Mike Williams of the world, not because they were bad players, but because they just wanted to start over with guys who are going to buy into what they do. And to then sit there and say, oh, we're now going to go get a guy who's, you know, bought, you know, who's coming from other places and is set in his ways and wants to do things his way, and that's going to be rough. He's going to have to convince them, hey, look, I want to do it your way. I'm willing to do what you want me to do. And maybe it would work out at that point. To me, Devontae doesn't have the kind of market that people think he has, because I think a lot of people look at him and go, yeah, he's good. He's not great. So let him wait around and get like a 1-year, $8 million deal. He's sort of where, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is, if that makes sense.
Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer. Jason, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday, and we will talk to you soon.
I will go talk to my wife right now.
There you go. Here's Jason Cole, everyone. We'll come back here from Kyle Hamilton. He was on the Greenlight podcast with Chris Long. Give you an Orioles score update, taking on the Twins out in Fort Myers. And then we'll hear from Kevin Willard, his team taking on Michigan. 6:30 tip-off, Ann Arbor. Maryland's lost 5 in a row there, trying to break the skid and move up in the Big Ten.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Standings. Bottom of the hour. Real quick before we get to Kyle Hamilton here. DK Metcalf wants out of Seattle.
Yeah, and they just released Tyler Lockett, too. So, they've been talking to him probably the agent for a couple weeks, and doesn't seem like they can get anything done, so now he wants a trade.
And that's another one of these wide receivers selected in that 2019 NFL draft. Remember, Hollywood Brown was the first one chosen, and he wanted out, got traded. A.J. Brown got traded. Debo just got traded. And now D.K. Metcalf went out. And D.K. Metcalf is a stud, as we all know, but at what cost? Big guy, athletic as all get out. I mean, would he fit into, I'm guessing,
be Patriots?
Too expensive for Baltimore, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
right?
I'm thinking Patriots or Pittsburgh.
N'Keal Harry, by the way, was a first-round pick in that draft, too. Mm. Wide receiver. Now on his fourth team. Ironically enough, it was Seattle last year. So there you go. But Kyle Hamilton, most importantly, he's a first-team All-Pro for the Ravens, safety. And he's a stud, and he's going to get paid, and hopefully he'll be a Raven for the duration of his NFL career, which is still relatively young. But Zach Gore was a young defensive coordinator, first year calling plays. He was getting ripped, got a lot of criticism. Some of it probably justified to some level, or was it, Kyle Hamilton?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, Ravens fans have been spoiled to winning seasons for most of the existence of the Ravens. So it's like when you come out of the gates 0-2 and your defense not doing well, it's kind of like, all right, well, who do we need to fire? And they were looking at Z.O. Like, everybody's just on Z.O. from the start. And he's played the game. He was all pro, so he knows what it's like to have these ups and downs. And, you know, fans are going to be fans. But at the same time, nobody in the building really wavered. I think he kind of took that in stride, and we were better for it.
Man, I there had to be a little nervousness in that building, Bob. I mean, because they were horrible defensively. Was that Gore All-Pro player?
Second-team All-Pro.
Okay.
And he hurt his neck and had to retire.
But the thing about it is, you know, everybody was – I'm sure Harbs was a little nervous at 0-2 and the defense playing so bad and so many miscommunication things and so many players not playing well. So there had to have been a lot of concern. And I'm sure Zach Orr – that butthole was a little tight, too, I'll guarantee you.
Now, Dean Pease was brought out of retirement to help the situation there as it got off to a slow start. And here's Kyle Hamilton on the Greenlight podcast with Chris Long talking about Pease's impact.
I actually interviewed with the Falcons when Dean was there coming into the draft. So I'd met him then. And then he came in and was helping with the DBs a good bit.
Yeah.
I think they were kind of just like, all right, they're struggling the most. Like, let's just put you in their room and help them figure it out. But I think he did a good job of just coming in and just simplifying everything. Like, he even showed us some, like, old film of Ed Reed running a play that we would install, and we'd run it the next week, and it would work. And I think having good football minds like that around the building just helped in general.
Yeah, and when you're the DB coaches and they bring in Dean Pease and you've got two DB coaches, and Dean Pease is working with your group, usually not a good sign at all. Because even Kyle said DBs were the ones that were struggling the most, and also Simpson. So, yeah, and they ended up getting it. Dean ended up getting it straightened out, simplified things. And I'm guessing that you can't play fast if you're thinking. And I'm guessing that they look at things and too much stuff was in there, and guys are thinking and not able to play fast.
Kyle Hamilton knows a thing or two about going up against the elite quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. Ravens saw Allen twice last year, Mahomes in the season opener. Those challenges are what?
I think your best bet against him specifically is playing man.
You have to,
right? Yeah, you just got to win in man, because you play zone against them, like him and Pat, like, it's just like from when the ball snapped, they both know what coverage you're in.
Yeah.
And Kelsey's just going to break his route off to beat whatever coverage you're in. You literally can't do anything about it. Like, we were in cover three. I remember this AFC Championship, and I was curl flat player, buzz out to the flat. Like, got to my drop, 12 by 1 outside the numbers, and Kelsey sees me he's running a sail route and sees me and just turns around and stops right in the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Pat just dots it right to him, and we had the right coverage. It's just he changed the route mid-play, and it's just stuff like that. Two guys have been doing it for a while. It's just tough.
And Bob, that's why it's so difficult to play tight end or wide receiver as a rookie, because there's so much stuff that you got to learn. Just like Kyle was talking about with Kelce, he's running the sail route, which is, you know, he's running up the field and he sees Kyle going back, just going to sit in a hole. And that's what good receivers do. And with quarterbacks, and like he says, you got to play those people in man coverage. Otherwise, they'll pick you apart all day long.
Now, Derrick Henry, of course, came to Baltimore last year, first time in a Ravens uniform. And Kyle Hamilton was asked by Chris Long, hey, you're going up against Henry in training camp. Remember, they played him over in London a couple years prior, game the Ravens won, and Henry had, you know, big run shoving old Marcus Williams down the field with one arm. But Kyle Hamilton talks about, you know, you're going up against Derrick Henry, and it's like, do I make business decisions here in training camp against my own guy?
Just starting up.
What's that feel like?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny. You know, he's honestly kind of chill in practice because he knows that, like, he knows nobody really wants to, like, throw them up for real. So so I threw them up one time. I threw them up pretty good, and I think he went to the ground. I think after practice, this is, like, one of the first camp practices. After practice, he was like, yo, Cam, like, I'm not going to run you over, bro.
Right.
Like, I know you know I'm big, like, whatever. You think you got to bring whatever you got to bring to thud me up, but, like, let's just be professional. Like, just thud me up, let me go, whatever. I was like, okay, I got it.
And be like, hey, dude, I get hit enough during the season.
Sure.
You don't need to try to light me up now. I mean, we're teammates now. Just save it for the game.
Yeah, and I'll save mine for the opposing
right.
safety.
No seat. Doubt.
And then finally, Kyle Hamilton, Ravens safety, talks about Lamar Jackson, his leadership style, and why it's been so successful for so long.
People lead in a different kind of manner.
Yeah.
Some people are super rah-rah, super motivational speeches, whatever it may be, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just think the way Lamar was brought up and the way that he just knows how to play football is just like, look, like, this is what it is. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Like, I don't care about them at all. He's going to say that to the media. It's like, I only care about you boys. I only care about winning the Super Bowl. And all the, like, hype speech, you got to figure that out yourself. He's like, look, just be ready to play. And, you know, that kind of takes all the Disney Channel out of it, and it's just like, let's just play football. It doesn't have to be remember the Titans. Like, you know, we're going out there and we're gonna get a win.
Right. Just do as I do, you know, because when Lamar's out there and he's playing his game, he's having fun, he's enjoying it. You can see he's enjoying it, and he's making plays, you know, and that's what he expects from his teammates. And you know what, Bob? He doesn't sugarcoat. He said the same thing from the day he got drafted. He has not changed one iota on what he's here to do.
Yep, and he galvanizes the whole team, not just the offense. The defense rallies around him. I mean, that's a guy that is respected big time at M&T Bank Stadium in Owings Mills. And as we've talked about many times before, there's a small minority of critics, and they're all Ravens fans, it seems.
Yeah, if he has a game where he doesn't have a 100 quarterback rating.
It's 58-81-057. The Fan Orioles trail the Twins 1-0. Top of the second down at Fort Myers. Kerstad, he singles to lead off the second inning. Laureano just popped out, taking on Pablo Lopez. Grayson gives up a run in the bottom of the first there. We'll come back. Kevin Willard, Maryland head coach, joined us yesterday talking about the game tonight against Michigan. Our coverage for tonight's matchup between the two ranked teams starts at 5:30. Next to last regular season game, it's Senior Day in Ann Arbor. Maryland hadn't won there in a long time.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
Good evening, 81057 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Favorite female artist or band. Get your request, Plazaport text line. Only one more segment to go, so send it to Nolan. He is waiting for you. Orioles trail the Twins. One zip, bottom of the second down at Fort Myers. Looks like Grayson's in trouble again this inning, too. So working out the, get the, I don't say the rust, but, you know, if you're working on stuff, trying to see it'll fly, you know, get it all out of your system here and start to settle down. Because for the most part, the Orioles rotation projected for the regular season has done quite well for themselves down in Florida. But one zip Minnesota, bottom two down in Florida. Tonight at 6:30, Maryland's taking on Michigan. Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, was on the show yesterday. He joins us every week talking about his team headed to the NCAAs this season for the second time in 3 years. And we started off talking about something he probably wanted to forget, that game-winning shot at the buzzer, Michigan State last week.
Actually, right when he shot it, I knew it was good. It never left the rim. It tracked it the whole way. And the first thing that came through my mind was, you know, that we're going to have to somehow bounce back and get ready for Penn State on Saturday, because I thought both teams on Wednesday played extremely hard. I thought there was a great college atmosphere. The Xfinity Center was rocking. But my first thought was literally, like, I got to find a way to make sure that, you know, we can now go at Penn State and find a way to win against a tough Penn State team.
And then you went up there on Saturday afternoon and got that done. Now, you got Gillespie hits two threes. You're up 6-0. Clock malfunction. Then there was kind of a delay in the game. And I'm certainly not trying to get you to say that that was reasons or excuses, because you did win. Let's stress that. But was there kind of a vibe where you had lost so many games in a row going back a few years to, like, all right, here we are. We're cooking. We've had a couple of days to reflect and get rid of, flush that Michigan State game. And what the hell's going on here? Like, right out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, I think, unfortunately, it's like, you know, trying to bounce your team back from a really tough buzzer beater is really tough. And, you know, we all kind of were just sitting there waiting. I think one thing that has to get fixed in college basketball is, you know, the refs do a good job of reviewing and usually getting the right call on the review. I just think it needs to happen so much quicker. It's tough for fans to sit there and watch it. It's tough for teams to go through there and watch it. So, yeah, it was tough, but, you know, I'm proud of my guys. They found a way to bounce back. They were really, really, you know, resilient against a tough Penn State team that we've had trouble for. And, you know, it's a good win.
Now, the heartbreaker, Michigan State, to get the win at Penn State. What's the gamut of emotions for the players themselves? I mean, you can't totally flush Michigan State. I'm sure you'd like to see them again next week at the Big Ten tournament. But to get out of there, survive, if you will, against the Nittany Lions, how much more satisfied, if you will, Coach, were the players getting that W? Might not have been style points thing, but a win's all that matters, certainly in March.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, at this time of year, you know, in conference play, you know, I looked at UCLA Northwestern last night and how that came down to a one-possession game. You're going to be in these situations. And I think, you know, again, I'm so proud of this team for – we've had our last three losses have all been at the buzzer. And for them to be able to bounce back each time and get a W shows you how resilient this team really is.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, tomorrow taking on the Michigan Wolverines. Wolverines got kind of thumped there in the second half against Illinois, but they're back ready to rock and roll. They're number 17 in the country. Now, they match you size-wise with the 2 7-footers there. Dusty Mays, a brilliant coach, as he has proven throughout his young career. But just talk about this match. Like Danny Wolf, for instance, tall, but he brings a little more to the equation, it looks like, Kevin, than just being a tall guy. Kind of a multifaceted big man there.
No, he's really good. I mean, I tell you what, Dusty's done a great job putting this team together. The way they play is really, really fast paced, and they have two big guys, Golden and Wolf, who really play well together. I think Wolf is, you know, he's obviously went from Yale and made a huge jump to the Big Ten Conference, and he's done a tremendous job. So, I mean, it's a tough, you know, Illinois kind of hit 9,000 threes against them the other night, and I think, you know, we have to be ready for Michigan's best shot.
Hey, Coach, talk about Julian Reese the other day against Penn State. I mean, the 6 steals, that was awesome, and then all the rebounds. You know, he didn't have the points, but he made up for a lot of it in other areas.
No, I mean, I think that's what the maturation of Julian Reese has been is, you know, he missed first couple shots, and, you know, in the past he would have gotten a little down, and, you know, he just was phenomenal, especially the last 5 minutes playing with 4 fouls. He had 3 great contests at the rim. He was just phenomenal, and he's been so steady. He doesn't get enough credit for how good he's been.
Coach, talk about, the Michigan. It's going to be loud. I'm sure it's going to be crazy. And what do you got to do to come home with a dub?
Yeah, the biggest thing for us, you know, and we did a pretty good job against Michigan State and a good, really good job against Penn State, is we got to take care of the ball and value the basketball. I think that's one thing why we're playing better on the road is that we're really, really getting better at valuing possessions, making sure we get good shots and not quick shots, especially on the road.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, Terps tomorrow, 6:30, taking on Michigan in game. You can hear 105.7 The Fan. We had Jerry Palm on there yesterday from CBSSports.com. He asked you guys as a 7, and I know, Kevin, we've talked about the net rankings and how you peruse them and follow them closely because it is an indicator, obviously. But Lenardi's got you 5. Mike DeCourcy, friend of the show, he's got you 4 or 5. Why the 7? When you see that, because Jerry, you try to explain, well, the quad one wins and, you know, et cetera. But when you see a 7, do you go, is he watching the same games we're watching here?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, I think all these guys, they're, you have to understand, I mean, you know, they're also, if you look at the guys that are in front of us, is, you know, a lot of these guys have to make sure they take care of the conferences that are paying them. So, you know, I look at some of these guys and that, you know, they never get it correct. The biggest thing that we try to do is just take care of ourselves, worry about ourselves, worry about the net ranking, and, you know, really just try to play good basketball this time of year.
All right, Coach, last thing for you today. Gary Land, our friend Gary Williams, celebrates his 80th birthday, which is mind-boggling in and of itself. How much has Gary been, as you know, a guy to you get advice from him? He's certainly an advocate for the program as an alum and a national championship-winning coach. What does Gary Williams mean to Kevin Willard?
Oh, Coach has been great. Ever since I stepped on campus, he's come to practice, obviously been to games. He's been a good golf partner. We've won a lot of money together, which is, I love his handicap. Coach has been great. Obviously he is, you know, what made Maryland basketball, you know, in the 2000s, you know, winning the national championship. He's just been great. He's been a great friend, a great advocate. And we're very lucky that he's so involved with the program.
Kevin Willard yesterday on the show, Maryland tonight taking on Michigan, 6:30 tip. Our coverage starts at 5:30. Orioles top of the third, 1-0, trailing the Minnesota Twins. Terps, by the way, the spread's now 2.5, getting 2.5 at Michigan, where they have struggled in recent years. Let's see if they can get that road win before the finale coming up this weekend at home against Northwestern, a big star receiver he wants out of his destination, and a guy, not a DK Metcalf level player, but another receiver could help a team. He's being asked to leave his current place of employment. Top of the third, 1-1 against Minnesota. DK Metcalf wants out of Seattle. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, reporting this. And according to same report, looks like Seattle will do everything they can to accommodate said request.
Yep, and big salary. Probably not going to get a lot of compensation back for him. So can he go help somebody? I'm sure it's a big receiver that can really run.
Seattle also released Tyler Lockett, who's been a long-time standout
ten
for them.
10-year, yeah, 10-year guy for them. So, yeah, they're going to have a new receiver group.
Christian Kirk is out in Jacksonville, who was their leading receiver a couple years ago, but he's had shoulder and collarbone issues. I mean, Brian Thomas is a stud for them. So, Christian Kirk looking for work.
Well, there's Bob, come this week, there's going to be a lot of people looking for work.
And let's see. Gardner Minshew is one. He was released or will be released by the Raiders, so keep an eye on where he might wind up. And Sam Hubbard, at the age of 29, retires in Cincinnati. Sam Hubbard, the guy we all remember, recovered the fumble at the goal line, ran it 99 yards for a touchdown against the Ravens in the wild card round a couple of years ago. And the Bears are getting Joe Tooney from the Kansas City Chiefs.
That'll help him. He's, what, 32 years old, former All-Pro? And Bob, just Adam Schefter just tweeted this out. Max Crosby, 3-year, $106.5 million extension, 91.5 guaranteed.
Ah, well, good for him.
Yep.
So keeping an anchor in Las Vegas. And, you know, he's one of the, if you go sports fan, go, man, I'd love for the Ravens to get that guy. It was never going to happen. No, it's definitely not going to happen. Terps coming up at 5:30 after Inside Access. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people here as the rain is coming down?
Yes, it is coming down out there. More news of note for the Orioles. You mentioned Grayson Rodriguez, that one inning of work. Well, a little more to it, kind of a drop in velocity.
What?
For him. This is from Matt Weirich, a friend of the show with The Sun. Says, significant drop in his velocity today, averaging 93 on his fastball, topping out at 95. And we've seen Grayson in the past. He could either triple digits at times. Now, Jake Grill getting in here, who we talked to earlier in the show, did bring up a quote from Grayson earlier this spring where he said he's not as concerned about throwing hard in spring training. Mentioned a moment last year where he topped out at 100 in his first outing of the spring and was really sore afterwards. So maybe it's not injury related. It's a conscious effort to dial it back a bit, but something to keep an eye on.
Whenever there's a 5 mile drop in velo, baseball term, that is absolutely something to keep your eye on. Can't wait to hear what Grayson and Hyde say after today's game. Inside Access coming up next. Let's go to that funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with the Ravens. This texter says the Saquon Barkley deal really complicates things for the Ravens. Henry absolutely has a case to try to match those figures. I assume DaCosta would have already tried some initial contract talks after the season, but maybe his camp was waiting on Barkley to move first all along. Just a tough spot. I want him back as much as anyone, but at that price, it might be a debate.
Yeah, well, you know what the thing about it is their camp was waiting for Barkley. I mean, Barkley just signed his deal last year, so, I mean, you can't, you know, you didn't realize he was going to get a new deal. So, yeah, it's going to, but Eric said at the end of the year meeting, we would even consider an extension for Derek, you know, at that time. So, I think it's going to happen.
Howard in Baltimore checking in says, I do believe that Maryland can win out and get that double bye in the conference tournament. At this point of the season, there's a lot of muscle fatigue, minor injuries, so the rest between Saturday and then will benefit them greatly heading into the big dance. Have high expectations for the team, no doubt about it. Very possible to get to the Elite Eight based on the teams that they will compete against. Big men seem to bother them at times, so hopefully not as many tough matchups there.
I mean, they handle the physicality of, say, a Wisconsin when they played them a month or so ago. Yeah, Sweet 16 or bust. Now, it all depends on how the bracket shakes out. They get to the Sweet 16, and there's a 13 still clanking around, sort of like 2010 when I believe it was Northern Iowa was standing in front of them, but Michigan State, Lucius hit that three at the buzzer to end Gary Williams, that last tournament team for him. Yeah, Sweet 16, I'll be satisfied, but again, we'll see how it all unfolds, because if they lose in the first or second round, it's going to be as a higher seed, we would think, right?
And everyone that hopped on the bandwagon will be right back off.
Jumping off.
Yeah. Well, you'll hear from them, too, no doubt about it.
That's what makes fans so zany.
How about one more on the Ravens? Just says, lots of wide receiver options becoming available, not just Metcalf in the trade market. Others like Christian Kirk, Lockett, of course, open for business next week. Would love to see the Ravens strike on one of them. That's the one way they can make the offense even better than it was last year.
Yeah, I think they'll bring in a veteran guy and then draft one too. And then Tylan Wallace, I would think they try to get him back also. So I don't think they'll come out of the gate doing anything. I think that they will wait for a while.
Yeah, and we've all agreed that Zay, Bateman, insert new guy here.
Yes.
Ahead of Tez, we're cool with that.
Right, and we're also assuming that this is it for Nelson Agholor. There's no more.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wants to do another one-year deal, and you get to late in the offseason, you haven't added anybody, maybe you consider it. Just run it back from last year. But
yeah.
He drops too much.
And he wasn't really much of a factor late in the season anyway.
He knows his role.
Right.
You're not going to have to worry about him popping off about, you know, like a Deontay Johnson type of thing.
Well, whoever comes in, you know, their role has been explained to them. You know, listen, you're three unless somebody gets hurt, basically.
Which leads to our second rock reference of the day. Know your role.
Yes.
And shut your mouth.
Yeah, that's right. 58, 105.7 The Fan. I'm off tomorrow. Cordell Woodland's going to be in. I'll be back on Friday. Off to see the retina doctor for the first time since late October. Do I have 20/20 vision? I don't know. I'll let you know on Friday. Inside Access coming up next, followed by Maryland Hoops. Our coverage starts at 5:30. Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato. I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. For real. raining out there. Roads are probably a little treacherous. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you when we talk to you. For now, class dismissed.